We're continuing with Rav Chalap on Torah, and the next subject is learning Torah out of dachak, learning Torah out of inconvenience. Not everything that man imagines is tragic is really tragic. Very often, the challenges we face are actually what helps us succeed. Sometimes a person prays and prays because he wants something, and then he doesn't get what he wants. But really, he's not fitting to get what he wants. And so a person wants to learn, and from Shemayim they send him all kinds of inconveniences and things that trouble him and affect him, that he has trouble learning. When a person overcomes them and learns Torah in spite of them, he uplifts himself. And when a person uplifts himself, he reaches a place where his prayers are accepted. The Gemara at the end of Tractate Sota tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Rabbi Chiya, Kol ha'osek b'Torah mitoch hadchak, whoever deals in Torah out of dire straits, tefilato nishmat, his prayer is heard. So if a person were learning Torah and everything were comfortable and he were able to learn Torah, he would not reach the heights he should reach that causes prayers to be accepted. When it's not comfortable, where it's difficult and a person overcomes the difficulties and learns, he uplifts himself to the point that his prayers get accepted. He's in a different sphere. So the person would say, I wanted to learn comfortably, Rabbonu Shel Olam. And the Rabbonu Shel Olam says, had you learned comfortably, you wouldn't have grown. You have to grow. So the challenges make us grow. And then when we learn Torah in spite of the challenges, we're on a higher level. Our prayers are accepted.
When you say prayers are accepted, you mean Hashem always wants to give. We just become ready to receive.
Correct. Exactly. So when a person has a tragedy or when a person has a very difficult circumstance, says Rav Chalap, the only reason it's tragic is because of the person. Heaven gave him an opportunity. There's a fantastic book written, I don't remember his name, by the CEO of Intel. It's called Inflection Points. I'll summarize the book. He writes the following concept. Intel had developed the chip. It seemed like everything was going great. They were going to be a fantastic company. And then, it was September, their competition came out with an advance in technology that wiped them off the map. In the course of 2 weeks, the media came out against them. Microsoft was calling that they wanted to break contract with them. Dell informed them that they weren't interested in continuing with them. In the course of 2 months, it seemed like Intel had gone from being a Fortune 500 company to being a penny stock. They were going to disappear off the map of high tech. And they realized that their troubles were much more severe than they had thought. And it was a moment where they thought they should just bury the company. They thought it was over. And at that point, they sat down and they worked together and decided that they had all kinds of ideas that they had never developed. And now, even though it looked like they were finished, they would take the next 3 months and it was going to be a sink or swim. Are they going to make the company the best company in the world? Or are they just going to bury it? Well, they're first going to try to make it the best company in the world, and they succeeded. And he writes, his philosophy is that every organization, every company, reaches a point where they're going to be destroyed. And it's at that point that they have to make a choice. Are we going to be wiped off the map? Or are we going to take this point and become so much stronger, so much better, we're going to soar, and this will be the point from which we grow to our greatest heights? And they have to make that decision. And he says, no company, no organization ever reached a high place without an inflection point. That's the term he gives it. It's a point at which the company's in danger, to the point where you tell yourself, let's just fold up shop. That's it. We're finished. And you have to know that at that point is where you have to decide, are we going up or down? The first inclination is the hardships are overwhelming. There's no way up. We're finished. But you have to realize that it's at that moment that you can soar. You just have to channel the forces that are pressuring you at that moment in the right direction. Says Rav Chalap, when a person feels like things are tragic, he should know the tragedy stems from within and not from without. From without, there are challenges. But whether they're tragic or not depends on what's happening within, not without. From heaven, they don't give tragedies. From heaven, they give challenges. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar, Af En Aparagod Nila Lefanav. When a person is in a dire strait, and he says, I'm dealing in Torah in spite of that, even the most inner curtain that separates from Hashem and the rest of the world is not closed before him. So a person has to realize that he can attain such a phenomenal connection with Hashem, and he can attain such a beautiful future when he has those dire moments, and he can uplift himself above them and say, I won't be broken, I will grow. When a person can hold on at those moments to his connection to Hashem, he attains a connection on a whole new level. He attains a happiness in the service of Hashem that's on a whole new level. The reason that a person feels like spiritually he's falling, the reason that a person feels like he can't overcome the challenges, he's not growing, it's because the air around him is tainted. It's as though a person's in a fog and a mist. There's a lot of pollution in the air. A person thinks, if I had pure air to breathe, if I were in the holiest environment, if I had all that, then I'd grow. We don't see that. Rav Chalap says, wouldn't everyone around us just grow if there was such an existence where you could live in a place that the purity and the holiness, you just breathe holiness and you grow? You don't find that people grow because they breathe the holiest air. What you find is that people grow because they overcome hardships. We think, I can't grow, it's so hard. So we have to ask ourselves, so all the people we saw who grew, they grew because it wasn't hard? They grew because they lived in a place where they just breathed holiness? No, says Rav Chalap. Anyone who grew, grew because they overcame the hardships. People don't know the story of Rav Steinman. You know that he had to work on a railroad, he was in a forced labor camp. That's where he learned Torah. They asked him, how are you learning Torah at the end of the day? Everyone else would fall and he had a frail body. And he said, my goal in life is to be the chariot of the Shekhinah. My goal in life is that I represent God in this world. I have to learn. How do you learn when they're breaking a person physically? He's working on building a railroad in his frail body.
This is in the Holocaust?
This was in that era. He wasn't in the Holocaust. He was in Russia. But yeah.
Where was he?
I don't remember. But look it up. Today it's reported all over.
Mistake of the Ragli thinking one of the didn't want to leave this verified atmosphere, I swear.
Yeah. Says Rav Chalap, you want holy air? When we overcome hardships, when we uplift ourselves, then we breathe holy air. That's where they say that even the most inner curtain doesn't stand in a person's way. And Rabbi Yavu adds, Mekabel Pnei Ashkhinah. He gets to greet the face of the Shekhinah. Meaning, it's as though he can go out and greet the king. What does that mean? Mekabel Pnei Ashkhinah means that he, so to speak, has a private audience with Hashem. Mekabel, he can greet Hashem. Meaning, he could enter, he could be close to Hashem's presence. That means, again, a person lives in a world where a person feels like everything around me is polluted. How am I supposed to grow? The answer is that's exactly where you can grow. Only there.
Don't choose that.
We don't choose it, obviously. We don't look for it. But when life throws challenges at us, we should not view them as tragic. And if a person's going to welcome the Shekhinah, the Shekhinah only comes when a person's happy. So you should know that when our sages told us that a person can be in the presence of the Shekhinah, what our sages were also telling us is that he will be able to overcome the challenges and be happy. That's the idea of welcoming the Shekhinah, that a person can overcome the challenges he's in and not feel like he's confined. On the contrary, feel breath of happiness, feel breath of knowledge when he overcomes the challenges life throws at him.